This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ooh, Donald Trump is in trouble. Yeah, he's in so much trouble. That's what the left wants you to believe. The Manafort verdict. Oh, my goodness. Paul Manafort's been found guilty on 8 counts, and Donald Trump is in trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's not in trouble. Oh, yeah, Manafort, he pleaded guilty, and then, oh, guess what? Michael Cohen, he's going to cop a deal. Michael Cohen, he pleads guilty to 8 counts as well. This was the biggest dragnet of nonsense, and you know what? Affecting people's lives, and the left don't care. Ask any of them if it were their cousin, their uncle, their mother, their sister that was caught in this dragnet, what would they be saying? They would be talking about the miscarriage of justice. Manafort had already been looked at for all this stuff before, but nope, got to get Trump. So we're going to, you know, make every one of his satellites suffer. Go for it. Okay, Manafort gets sentenced. He could do hard time. He'll get pardoned, probably. I'd pardon him. I'd pardon him right away if I was Donald Trump. I'd say, great, you convicted him. I pardon him. End of story. I'd make that the next media story. Soon as Cohen's done, I would say to Cohen, go ahead, let him convict you. Because you know what I'm going to do, Michael Cohen? I'm going to pardon you. Yeah, now some of you are out there thinking, wow, that kind of makes sense. Of course it makes sense. Go ahead and convict him. I'm going to pardon him right away. And you know what the press, he'll let people get away with murder. No, he'll let people get away with doing their jobs. Michael Cohen, here's what Michael Cohen is theoretically guilty of. He's theoretically guilty of doing what his client may have asked him to do. And by the way, they have the tapes where Trump says, look, this is nonsense, but go ahead, pay it. I don't care. There's no payoff here. He's saying, these are nuisance suits. I'm a billionaire. I'll pay $150,000 to keep a story from going. No problem. I'll pay $150,000 for some bimbo that says I had an affair with her. It's not true, but I'll pay that. It happens every single day in this country over some nonsense. They call them nuisance suits. And depending upon how much you're worth, a nuisance suit may be 10 grand. A nuisance suit may be $10. Or it may be $100,000. But for a billionaire, if a billionaire writes you a check for $150,000, he's effectively saying, just leave me alone. Now, if he writes you a check for $100 million, well, maybe you got something there. So the Democrats got to hold on to something. What else do they have? Ask yourself this. What does this have to do with politics? Oh, well, he did it out of his campaign funds. Okay, great. So he pays it back. Barack Obama violated campaign finance laws and had to pay $375,000. It was the largest fine so far, and he happily paid it. You want to know why? Because he knew he was guilty, and he just said, okay, I got the money now. So he paid it. Big deal. In the scheme of things, nothing. But metaphorically, not, that's not what I'm looking for. They need a win. Moralistically, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. They need that kind of a win right now for the Democrats because they have nothing else. So they want to tell you, Trump is in big trouble. You better watch out. He could die. Everything bad that could happen is going to happen. Here's a clip of CNN talking about it.
All right, so there you heard the president. He made a gesture, walked over to reporters standing on the tarmac over there in Charleston, West Virginia, defending Paul Manafort, who was found guilty on 8 counts, felony counts. Paul Manafort, the president said, is a good man. It's a very sad thing that happened to him today. He said repeatedly this had nothing to do with Russian collusion. He called it once again a witch hunt, a disgrace. Quote, I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He reminded all of us that Paul Manafort had one point in his political career, he worked for Bob Dole and for Ronald Reagan. And once again, he ended with nothing to do with a collusion. The president then walked away, heard some questions shouted on the Michael Cohen guilty plea in New York. He ignored those questions. But you can see the president very, very angry that Paul Manafort, his campaign chairman, was found guilty on 8 counts. 8 felony counts, could potentially spend the rest of his life in jail. The president certainly has the option, if he wants to do it, down the road of issuing a pardon for Paul Manafort. Clearly, he's very sympathetic to Paul Manafort. But let's get some reaction to what we just heard. Jim Acosta, you're already there in Charleston getting ready for this rally. We'll hear what the president has to say at this political rally. But you heard a very strong defense of Paul Manafort found guilty on 8 counts today.
That's right. That's right, Wolven. You can hear the president trying to put some distance between himself and Paul Manafort in real time and repeating this notion that he's repeated before, that essentially Paul Manafort is a longtime Republican political operative, worked for Ronald Reagan, worked for Bob Dole, and so on, trying to say, well, I essentially just did what some of these other Republican candidates did in hiring Paul Manafort. But, Wolf, obviously, when the president says that there was no collusion, that this case has nothing to do with collusion and that it's a rigged witch hunt, obviously we should point out that the Mueller investigation is not yet wrapped up. But what you're seeing here, Wolf, is the White House fumbling for a response to how to handle this avalanche of very negative, troubling legal news for the president. As I was saying just before the president spoke there, they had other plans. The White House had hoped for a favorable outcome in the Manafort trial. They were going to use that to pummel the Mueller investigation. They were also planning to talk about the Cohen case in terms of his taxicab business dealings. Now that it's come out that Michael Cohen, his longtime fixer, has pled guilty to conspiring and being in some sort of arrangement with the president to pay off people towards the end of that campaign, and including Stormy Daniels, that obviously takes that case into a whole another dimension. Now we have the president of the United States, potentially implicated in a federal crime. Wolf, it does not get more serious or more troubling than that, and I think it was interesting that the president talked about that as he arrived in West Virginia, talked about the Manafort case, did not talk about the Michael Cohen case. The Michael Cohen case potentially has the president immediately right now in very deep legal jeopardy.
I love how Acosta gives the play-by-play, you know, all the different things that's going on here. And I know what the president was thinking. He was thinking this. The White House was thinking that. How do you know, Jim Acosta? Mr. Fake News CNN, how do you know what the president was thinking? You can speculate. You can say, well, I speculate that the White House was saying this. No, the White House was thinking this. The Republicans were thinking this. This is what people were thinking. And then what word did he use? His fixer. That's the word they've been using with Cohen quite a bit. He's the president's fixer. No, he's not. He's the president's attorney. He did his job. He's Donald Trump's attorney before he was president. He was his attorney. He's a fixer. Well, let me ask you this. When a plumber comes over to your house and he takes care of the plumbing because you got a leaky pipe, what is he? I guess he's a fixer, too. See, they want you to have these really ominous words used. So we got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, you're listening to The Fixer, Kevin Jackson. I'm going to solve all your problems, your political problems today. And let me tell you, don't get disheartened. Take heed in everything that's happening under President Trump right now. The Democrats want to throw everything at him, and they bet the farm on Manafort and Cohen. And here's what the problem is going to be for him. It's going to come up empty. I told you, the Mueller investigation is over. Oh, they can get their, you know, little wins that they call wins. Oh, we got Manafort and we got Cohen. Go for it. Go for it. What's Cohen going to say? I mean, look at the worst case scenario. Yeah, I paid some people and Donald Trump's going to go, fine. Okay, great. What are you going to do now?
It's an impeachable offense.
Really? Okay, so why was it not impeachable when Barack Obama did it? I mean, he's not going to run from this. That's the beauty. He'll confront it. He'll say, Donald Trump will do what the American people expect. And I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about the people that look at Democrats. And he's going to go, so what? And just like Bill Clinton playing the saxophone and then having his little tryst with Monica Lewinsky. You know what the American public's going to do? They're going to dismiss it. Because in the case of Trump, whether it happened or it happened, nobody gives a crap. You know what people give a crap about? They give a crap about what's happening in that paycheck. That's what they care about. And Trump's going to march on. And the Democrats are going to drone on and drone on and drone on and drone on. And they're going to bet the farm that nonsense like this is going to sway the election. They're going to give you fake polls. They're going to try to do everything to convince you otherwise. And all you got to do is show up to vote. And I'm telling you right now, Trump's going to crush him. He's going to crush him. I want to play this clip. Katie Turk is talking to Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times. I want you to understand how these people view the president, how they view you for even electing him, for even liking him. You should see the treatment you get as a Trump supporter. And then I want you to I'm going to take you into my time machine. I'm going to fast forward you 2 years, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You will not catch any grief for being a Trump supporter in 2 years. Hang in there, folks. We got lifelines coming. They're going to be all over the place. You are going to be walking on feathers, sleeping on a duck sienna mattress, because I'm telling you, you are going to rest peacefully knowing that you supported Trump. And many of these very same clowns that are, I don't know if you saw this video of a girl hitting a guy over the head with a music stand because he said Donald Trump is Make America Great Again, and the worst period of America's history was Obama, during the time of Obama. She literally got so mad, she picked up a music stand and hit this guy. I hope she gets arrested. I hope charges are filed against this chick. It's a black chick hitting this white dude. Can you imagine? Man, they're losing their minds. But let them lose their minds, because they every day they go farther and farther and farther, and we reach deeper and deeper inside of the Democrats and pull them over. This walkaway movement is no joke. It's for real, and the Democrats know it. Here's a clip.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop them from talking either, right? But this is the most vocal president, at least in real time, that we've had in recent memory, right? He is the leader of the free world.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not the leader of the free world, but sorry.
Well, by default, he's the leader of the free world.
Angela Merkel's the leader of the free world. But
well, he is the most important person in the world, in politics right now, and he is very vocal. And I do agree with you that this does express a level of exasperation among his aides that they can't have any control over.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights. He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking of doing their
own
thing.
They see him as, right. They see he's instead, he's like, right, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte. He's, you know, he's kind of part of a, he's part of kind of an axis of power.
It's worse than that in a certain way. I mean, not that that's not the worst thing you could have said, because it's about the worst thing you could say about him. But
well,
if he's not the leader,
rounding people up and murdering them without any, due process.
He'd certainly like to.
I don't think you can say that definitively.
I do think that if he's not the leader of the free world, there isn't a leader of the free world. It turns into a kind of sinkhole in which the necessary effort to defend the world order there is no world order without the most important, richest, and most powerful country in the world trying to maintain some
semblance of Saudi Arabia can intimidate Canada for sending out a tweet about its human rights record. Let's talk about the cameras, the tapes real fast.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Can you believe that exchange happened? That was an MSNBC exchange. Katie Turr is the host. Some girl starts out by talking about, and I think she's sort of mitigating Trump, saying, look, this isn't, he's very vocal. He talks about it, and then he's the leader of the free world, and then that's when they get into that exchange. And Molly Goldberg of the New York Times interrupts and says, he's not the leader of the free world. Angela Merkel is the leader of the free world. Now, first of all, if you believe that the world moves and pivots on what Germany does, you're an idiot. So Molly Goldberg, who writes for the New York Times, as does that Korean girl who hates men, white men in particular, that should tell you all you need to know about the New York Times. Goldberg says Trump is a junior player in a block of authoritarian countries. a junior player. I'll give these guys credit for their intellect and their schooling and things like this. But when you say something like that, that's just a baboon knows more than that. That's just idiotic. And then she goes on to say he's not looked at by the EU as a leader. This is the man who just got the EU to say, yes, we're going to have to look at the trade tariffs. He's not a leader. This is the guy who's got China coming back to the negotiation table on trade to say, you know what, we can't win this battle. This is who she says is not a leader. This is the guy who, I don't know if you saw this, 200 plus North Koreans and South Koreans got to meet each other for the first time in their lives. Kim Jong-un and Moon sat together and essentially said, we're going to bridge our countries together, North and South Korea. You know who brokered that deal? Donald Trump. This is the guy who gets China to tell North Korea, hey, look, stop it with the nuclear proliferation. Let's bring it into the real world. And she says he's not a leader. Then compares him to Putin and Duterte, right? And then the other guy goes, well, he's worse than that. And then Katie Turr is incredulous at this point. She says, well, look, he's not rounding up people and murdering him. And you know what she says, what Molly Goldberg says? He'd certainly like to. He'd certainly like to. These people are, they say Trump is unhinged. They are more unhinged than anybody. Folks, I want you to understand what type of a philosophical battle you're involved in here so you don't take it lightly. I play these clips so you understand what you're dealing with. You think you're dealing with sane people. These people are off their hinges. They're crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's been a long time, and this is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill.
President Trump from the White House earlier today. Now the United States and Mexico have reached an agreement amid trade talks on revamping NAFTA. Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to figure out why an esports participant who lost during a Madden 19 gaming tournament Wood opened fire on the crowd and killed two people and wound nine others. Daniel Linsky is a former Boston police superintendent in chief. He says there's a lot of factors that could come into play here.
Money's involved. Don't know whether alcohol was being consumed by the participants yesterday, but all of those factors relate to a possibility of confrontation, and you need to have security measures in place to deal with these issues when they pop up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, front holes and gentlemen? Front holes and gentlemen. Ladies, you'll get that if you've listened to the broadcast and what the LGBTQIA community now wants to refer to your lady parts as front holes. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Is that not incredible? How insulting. Can you imagine someone thinking of, you know, a part of your femininity, quite frankly, the essence of your femininity as a whole? That's what the left has reduced women to. That's what feminism has reduced women to, as a whole. Wow. Hey, by the way, speaking of women, anybody catching the WNBA playoffs? Yeah, me either. I jokingly laugh at these sports. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are lots of guys and gals out there who have daughters who play sports, and congratulations. I think it's phenomenal that one. And by the way, women can ball. There are some women basketball players that will absolutely, as they say, break your ankles, meaning they'll fake you out of your shorts, right? Good players. Never going to be as good as the men. Never going to be as watched as the men. And the people who watch women's sports are women and, you know, men who have daughters. That's who watches female sports. Across the board, it just, and I'm not knocking it. You know, that's like saying who watches Little League Baseball. There are people, you know, parents watch Little League Baseball, but it is never going to be, oh, let's form the Little League Baseball League and everybody's going to watch it. But we mandate these women's sports now. You know, it would be like we're going to mandate children's sports and have a children's NBA and a Guatemalan midget NBA and a black man's NBA. Well, that's the NBA, so we already have that one. Oh, okay, I guess everybody should have one. Black people got theirs, right? Oh, man. Anyway, I doubt you're watching the WNBA. It would be, what, maybe 1 out of 10 people? Is it worse than that? What do you guys think? I think 1 out of 10 is being generous, to be honest with you. You think 10% of the nation is watching WNBA? I don't. Now that I say it, I don't. Well, you want to put a number on it? 1 out of 50? No, that's probably closer. Anyway, some people are watching it, but most people are not. We got better things to do. Well, the media doesn't, because they're fixated on Manafort, and they're fixated on Cohen, and they're fixated on getting Trump at all costs. And you might as well just call this Barack Obama's birth certificate, because you ain't getting Trump, but go for it. I'm not going to stop you. They hate him. The vitriol, and here's what's funny. The number gets smaller. The number of people who hate Trump gets smaller and smaller, but their voice, they want it to get louder and louder. And they fixate on the wrong things. And I keep I keep coming back to an article I wrote a while back that said, what if it turns out you're wrong? And I suggest Democrats heed that. Now, they would say to me, Kevin, what if you're wrong? What if Donald Trump did collude with the Russians? Well, if I'm wrong, boy, it's going to be mud on my face. But you know why I'm chuckling about it? Because I'm not wrong. There's plenty of evidence on the other side. So, honestly, I can't wait for this to end. I can't wait for this to come out because I know the end game. It's the attorney that's asked the question.
So, Mr. So-and-so,
can you tell me your whereabouts on September 7th at 7 p.m.? I was watching Kevin Jackson's film Bleeding Blue coming to theater September 7th. That's what I was doing. I knew it. We saw the video of you at the theater. Thank you for going to see our film. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com and you can find out where to see the film. And I hope you tell millions of people about it. I hope you tell everybody in your family, every police officer, whatever. And I want to be honest with you. We have completely underperformed in marketing the film, getting all the stuff out completely. But you know what? It's still going to be monumental. When it finally reaches you, I don't know how. I don't know if you know somebody that knows about Bleeding Blue. But when it finally reaches you, you're going to be like, whoa, what an amazing film. That's what you're going to say. I can't wait for you to say it, too. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the VMA Music Awards. They call it the Video Music Awards. That's why they call it the VMA. And it's MTV. And, I remember when MTV first came out, it was the big deal. Then it kind of waned, and then it got crazy. And then, of course, it went completely leftist. It went away from entertainment and music and videos to just making a statement about everything. And, man, it produced some weirdos. I met a dude who was one of the first guys on this MTV reality TV show. I forget the name of it. He's a black dude. He is off his rocker. Off his rocker. I sat in the green room with him at an event. When we were doing something, I think it was around Ferguson. And man, I'm telling you, dude is crazy. And I don't say that about many people, but he's out there. Hey, thanks for that sound adjustment. Appreciate that. VMAs. If you didn't watch the WNBA, you probably didn't watch the VMAs either. I think they got about the same ratings. It says the ratings are in for the 2018 MTV Video Music Awards, and they are not. They are at a new record high or low. What do you think? And I'm not talking about them just because they're at a record low. I'm not rubbing my face, like rubbing the VMA, you know, like taking them and going, rubbing the. I'm not doing that. I'm just reporting. And I'm going to report this about the NFL. I'm going to report that Chicago's got more and more shootings and, you know, what the record number is and all that. We're going to be talking about all this stuff because it's going to always continue. Until it goes away, we're going to continue to talk about it. The Wrap reports that the VMA's rating on simulcast among the 18 to 49 demographic slipped 6%. When the numbers are narrowed down to total viewers on MTV alone, there was a 15% drop-off. For the all-important audience of 18 to 49, there was a 21% drop-off. Wow. Just when entertainers think they're really a big deal, I said to friends of mine, and I've said it to you, the idea that we put so much weight on people who can make melodious tunes come out of their throats is amazing to me. If Justin Timberlake comes on and says something, we're like, woo! And it's no worse. It's the same for people that can act. George Clooney acts for a living. He doesn't understand. He doesn't set policy. I mean, he's an actor. He's inside of a script, and somebody will give him a script. He'll read it and go, I love this. And then he suddenly becomes absorbed in these characters that he creates, and he thinks of himself as bigger and more important voice-wise than you, and we give him so much importance. I could see George Clooney walking through an airport. I would not go get a selfie. I wouldn't go, oh, George Clooney, you're amazing. You know, I really liked you in Ocean's 11 or whatever. I would just walk right by like I do
the hundreds of thousands of others, maybe more, that I've walked by in airports in my life and just go, whatever. I sat across from Dennis Miller one time. We were in the, just sitting, you know, waiting on the same plane. I see Dennis there, and I sat across. This is before he certainly wouldn't have known me. I mean, he may know me now, but I sat across from him, and I just looked up and went, hey. I didn't go, hey, ooh, Dennis Miller, oh my God, yeah. And I mean, I like the guy, but I didn't do that. And I certainly wouldn't do it for any of these knuckleheads. That, in fact, I'll tell you another story. I was literally feet away from Denzel Washington, and I looked up, and I was at a football game, and I looked up, there was Denzel. No, it was a basketball game. His son played for the Cardinals. He was on the practice squad for the Cardinals, and he happened to be in town, and we were at the, I think it was the Final Four, one of the Final Four games. And I see him. He's literally 10 feet away from me. I'm going to get a hot dog or some nachos or something, and all I did was say, hey, Denzel. And, you know, he just looked up like, hey. But I didn't go, Denzel, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Now I kind of wish I had. Because I like Denzel. But, you know, it was no big deal. And look, I know that guy's not a – Denzel's a very – you know, he's got his head on straight. But I certainly would not do it for a Clooney or I was next to – who was married to Susan Sarandon? Tim Robbins. I wouldn't go sit – say hi to Tim Robbins if you put a gun to my head. Anyway, the VMAs are suffering. They were political again. Kevin Hart goes after President Trump, tells him to suck it. This is a guy that not long ago said he was going to avoid politics. Yeah. Told him to suck it. He attacked critics of the NFL, players kneeling. He says, we live coast to coast, people. I'm looking at this like it's game day, but don't worry. For this game, you're allowed to kneel. You can do whatever the heck you want. There's no white man who can stop you. Look, no offense to Kevin Hart, not very funny. He's just not a super funny guy. If you watch his comedy act, it's not very funny. He's an interesting actor in some parts, but he's not an overall funny guy. Hey, we're winning. VMA suffering, we're winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Record sales. No, I'm not talking about a singer, an artist looking to get his CD more sales. I'm saying record sales for Walmart. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. There is no doubt about it. The retail industry is doing much better under President Trump. Doesn't mean like there hasn't been some casualties. There's always casualties. It doesn't matter if the economy could be booming as it is, there are going to be casualties because every company doesn't run with the right, marketing and they don't have the right engine. You're going to have some fallout. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is an article. The American consumer is back, and so is Walmart. At least for now. This is a big deal. You want to know why? Because Walmart is the largest retailer in the world. I mean, if you want a barometer of how things are going, look at this company. And I'm not saying it's always good or always bad. I'm just saying if you can always test the temperature of the water with looking at a Walmart. It's not definitive, But there are things that can give you indicators. And when you want to look at the way the world is working, when you want to look at, you know, you get a little bit down and ask yourself, I'm not sure about these midterms. Go read something about Walmart. It'll tell you. Because it is such a low dollar shopper, you know, shopping place, that it tells you, are the consumers out there, what are they doing? Are they busy? Do they have enough expendable income and the money that they're spending? What's happening to it? Walmart stock surged more than 10% after the company reported fiscal second quarter earnings, and the sales beat the estimates and best comparable sales growth in a decade. Let me just think back on that a second. In a decade, that would mean better than during the time of Obama, correct? Oh, yeah. And for those people that want to say, oh, well, Kevin, you're talking about Obama's economy, I got more for you. Hang in there, okay? You're at the right spot, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Walmart's bullish sales report follows a surprise uptick in July retail sales. Huh. Just curious. Why is it a surprise? Because it would have been uncalled. It would have been unheard of, I should say, during the time of Obama. It was a surprise in the time of Trump, which we have known he has been delivering on surprises. U.S. retail sales jumped 0.5% in July, or 6.4% annually, after a 0.1% dip in June, but that followed solid spending earlier in the spring. The U.S. economy in the second quarter grew at 4.1%, the best pace in 4 years, and consumer strength is a positive omen for third quarter growth. Let me translate. They're telling you, expect another quarter of GDP that exceeds 4%. Ask me if you think I'm going to be surprised at that uptick. It would have been a solid 4% GDP had we not had two hurricanes. One hit Puerto Rico and one hit Houston. Donald Trump would already have had a year under his belt of over 4% GDP growth. This next quarter, I don't know what it's going to be. It will be higher than 4.1. I'm going to make a bet that it is close to 5, if not over. Yep. Walmart, once the undisputed icon of American consumerism, has taken a backseat to Amazon as its e-commerce business transformed the retail landscape over the last decade. That's true. But let me tell you, Amazon can't continue what it's doing without going into DCs. It has to have a place for materials, for product. And these automated warehouses are one thing. Trust me, Walmart can get in that game too. What Walmart's going to do, and what Amazon can't do, is Walmart says, bring the kids. Come eat at the store. Come get your vision check. Go to the bank. Come pick up money. Come do all these things. Amazon's going to, until they can offer that level of experience, they're going to stagnate for a bit. What you're watching is Walmart making a little bit of an uptick back. Now, they got to change their model. I'm not telling you Amazon doesn't have a good model. Amazon did it the right way. You want to buy books and all that stuff? You know what? Go online. You want to buy music? Go online. We can even trade music. Walmart's going to have to go to some kind of a model that's close to that to get into Amazon's knickers. And then Walmart's got Amazon beat because it has those DCs, it has those local places, and it says, you know what? We can bring things by as well. I don't need drones. I get enough orders. I'll have little vans running around all over the place dropping stuff off. And God forbid it's done by these cars that don't need drivers. They're not out of it yet. And I'm sure they're looking into this stuff. Anyway, they said other retailers had an uptick this week as well, including Home Depot. But I want to stay on Walmart for a bit. It says, analysts credited Walmart's success in the latest quarter with its change in online strategy, as well as a solid consumer armed with the proceeds. Here it comes. Kevin Jackson's about to start preaching of the tax cuts. And more confidence overall. Walmart U.S. CEO Greg Foran said the retailer is attracting new customers as it expands online groceries, something Amazon does not have yet, except they'll be looking at it for Whole Foods. But have you shopped at Whole Foods? It's not the place you want to go for ordinary groceries, I'll put it that way. But it says, but also existing customers are adding more to the carts. He said the sales are growing across the country, with no particular market standing out, a solid foundation for the company's initiatives. Translated, Donald Trump's tax base, tax breaks, have given everybody money back. And the consumer who spends the most the quickest, the poor people who shop at Walmart, are feasting off of Walmart. And let me tell you what other things poor people don't do. Poor people don't like to have a fee to join your service, like Amazon Prime. They just want to shop. He says, we have more paychecks. There's no question that the consumer is out spending. One of the things we saw in retail sales was, even though we don't have more wage growth, we have more wages. We have more paychecks. That critical mass is showing up and actually spending. That's what Grant Thornton's chief economist said. We have robust spending on discretionary items. They're going out to dinner. And we know the 4th of July holiday was one of the most traveled on record. Guys, do you need indications? Do I need to give you signs? I feel like I'm Moses coming down from Mount Ararat saying, I give you the 10 reasons Donald Trump will win and the Republicans will win in the midterms. Reason number one. The economy. The economy is king. The economy is God. Walmart sales at U.S. stores opened at least a year rose 4.5%, well above the 2.4 expected by analysts. Hey, get used to that in the era of Donald Trump. Walmart had sales for the quarter ending July 31st of $128 billion, a gain of 3.8%. Going on. They said this, I think the tax cuts are certainly a factor. You saw a strong economic growth in the quarter. The U.S. economy is doing pretty well, and that's going to be deflected in numbers like Walmart's. It's about time, said Paul Hickey, co-founder of Bespoke. Walmart is all over the country. It's middle America. I think it's a good representative of the consumer. Let me interrupt. I'm going to tell you, it's a good representative of the voter for Donald Trump. I think we're seeing U.S. growth has been consistent. We're seeing the employment trends continue to be positive. You're seeing people come back to the workforce, the kind of thing that's going to be great for Walmart. Never have you heard this type of conversation around Barack Obama. There wasn't a time when anybody went, "Woo, man, it is such a positive outlook. Look at what Walmart's doing." A decade ago was the last time Walmart could even show signs of optimism. And they couldn't even be that happy. Now they're showing Amazonian-type growth that has to have Jeff Bezos going, I need to rethink my strategies as well. I could tell, look, being a management consultant, I can look at both their models, and I see pluses and minuses. And these two are going to be battling it out. And let me tell you, when Walmart or somebody sues the federal government over the U.S. Postal Service deal they cut with Amazon and say, you got to open this up to everybody, Amazon's going to suffer. Amazon, look, you can take all the tech out of stuff you want, but there's something to be said about going to a store and getting what you want and dealing with people. I think that warehouse that Amazon built, I think that's amazing. You go in, it calculates everything, you just walk out. It's kind of cool, but it's gimmicky. Walmart said its earnings for the full year would reach $4.90 to $5.05 from a prior target of $4.75 to $5. It also said that its investment in Flipkart, and Indian e-commerce would reduce its full year earnings by 25 cents. So they're losing money because of the Indian thing, but they'll win in the long run.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.